Is there a man under the desk?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was just thinking if anybody went on the webcam at that moment, right. There was a man under my desk.
I didn't notice him.
There was somebody underneath me.
Yeah, and then. I just wanted to point that out because we're having technical problems.
Yes, we are. But that doesn't stop us doing Becky's Classified. Here it is on Radio 1. Feeling the pinch of the credit crunch at the moment. Thinking, what can I get those last-minute Christmas presents for relatives? Well, help is at hand with loads of cheap or even free stuff on Becky's Classifieds. This is all stuff that is available right now on the internet. These are actual adverts read up by Radio 1's Greg James. What you got, then?
Packs of 100 glow sticks, £7.
100 for 7 is good.
Is it? That sounds a lot to me.
Well, like if you go to Ibiza and stuff, they charge you, what, like £5 or £10 for two?
Right.
And here you've got 100.
£7 for a pack of 100 glow sticks, along with 100 connectors to link them together. Works out at 7 pence per stick.
That's good.
They come in a pre-arranged tube for easy transportation.
So, next time you go on holiday, when you're going raving, you have to take the glow sticks with you.
I'm
going to
have a big, long glow stick snake of 100 all connected together in my portable glow stick carry case, which comes for free.
It's pretty good, though, for all you ravers out there.
Right.
We could go half and half if you want.
£3.50 each.
Yeah. Do you want in, chappers?
I'm all right, actually. Not a glow stick kind of person.
Can't imagine you with glow sticks.
No.
I have used them before.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go in with them.
Are you on?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Do you want that as your Christmas present instead of the lighthouse lamp?
No. You did the lights already ordered now, anyway.
Are you offering to get 100 glow sticks for £7 instead of your 1,400 lighthouse lamp?
Also, what if I'm not in, like I said, and they put one of those cards through, sorry you were out, and then you have to go to the depot and pick up a lighthouse lamp?
Hmm.
You'll be able to find it, though. It'll probably be the biggest present in there, I'd imagine.
And glowing.
And glowing, yeah. As you walk towards the depot. Ah! All right, next.
Meat slicer, £1.
That's a bargain. I know how much you like meat.
I love meat.
Professional meat slicing machine available. All offers considered. Must be able to collect.
So it's a meat slicing machine.
Is it like one of those ones that they actually have in butchers?
I think, like in the supermarket counter.
How much was that?
£1
See, that would be good.
So you won't have to buy that packet stuff anymore. You can get a whole joint of pork or whatever it is and just slice away.
Have you not ever wanted to have one of those things you see in butchers, though? Those massive meat slicing machines I have.
Mm-hmm.
It will go quite well, I think, with all my other, kitchen goods.
What else have you got,
I've got, a toaster. I've got a blender. Got
cappuccino maker.
Oh, who was talking about getting a pasta maker? The pasta machine.
I've got a pasta machine.
Did you buy one in the end?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you?
Why have you got all these gadgets when you don't actually do any cooking?
Because one of my friends is half Italian and came round and made fresh pasta.
Have you got people that come and cook for you?
Yeah.
Do you get your friends to come round and cook for you?
They offered. Lots of people have their friends round to cook.
Yeah, no, lots of people have their friends round and then cook for their friends. Very few people get their friends round to cook for
I think you'll find I had to buy the pasta machine, therefore, yeah.
Well, now you can get the meat slicer and think what amazing things you can have there.
I just think it would get that friend of yours who's a butcher to pop round and there you go.
They're normally silver, aren't they?
Mm.
So that'll fit in with everything. I'm just thinking, trying to imagine my kitchen.
You probably have to go on a course to learn how to use it, though. I don't think any old person can just go slicing meat, can they?
That will go next to the electric can opener and the toaster. How big are they?
They're quite big.
Right. All right, I'll make room. Next.
Rare stamp collection. £1.
Not interested in stamps.
Not for me. What? Oh, you're missing a bargain.
Why?
If this is really rare... Well, if this is really rare, you snap it up and then sell it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Take it to the Antiques Roadshow.
This is an ultimate rare stamp collection. It's got loads of stamps in it. Loads of stamps.
What kind of stamps?
All for £1.
Lots of them are rare and worth a lot, someone told me. Need pictures? Ask me for them. I do not deliver, so that means it has to be picked up.
I think that's worth it.
I think there's something wrong there. You're not going to sell rare stamps for £1, are you?
So, I mean, you're getting a load of rubbish stamps.
Well, just said, oh, I'm not interested in stamps.
Why would he not hang on to them, or she?
If they were valuable.
I don't know.
Give me the meat slicer any day.
Now, this does sound good.
Bronze statue of leaping salmon. Free.
Free?
Yeah, now who's going to say no to that? It's a bronze leaping salmon, and it's completely free.
Think about it, chappers. Christmas is coming. Who in your life would like a salmon statue? Bet there must
Becky?
Be someone.
4-foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon.
No. What does that mean?
Soiled?
Soiled?
Listen again. 4-foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon. Unwanted gift. A beautiful statue.
No.
Is soiled bronze a type of bronze?
No.
Do you think Greg's misread it and he meant solid?
Maybe.
4 foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon.
I think it might be
such a div, isn't it?
Like, when I was thinking.
There's a huge difference between solid and soiled.
There is.
If you're trying to get rid of something.
Was it a typo or did he just say that wrong?
I don't know.
Right.
Sounds good anyway, and it's free, so I don't care.
Okay, good. Well, what are we getting out of that today, then?
The meat slicer, I think.
I quite like the meat slicer. Not interested in the stamps. I'm not that bothered about the glow sticks, if I'm honest, Becky.
Well, the and salmon's free, so let's just get that in.
I don't want it soiled. I don't want that in my life.
You're so fussy.
This is Radio 1. Utah Saints. Right, okay, I've changed my mind about the bronze salmon thing now.
Why?
Because some people are saying that soiled bronze is actually worth quite a lot at scrap, so we could melt it down or whatever you have to do if you're scrapping it.
Quite a few entrepreneurs on the text, aren't they? Gaz says I should buy the glow sticks and then sell them for £2 each on the world tour, which isn't a bad idea. That way I then get myself some profit.
Somebody's saying that they're the wrong glow sticks, though. They're not the ones you go clubbing with because you can't join them together. The ones you go clubbing with are thicker.
So what do you use these glow sticks for?
I've got no idea. It's like Dragon's Den on 8199.
Isn't it, really?